奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the holy name 4-28. Proverbs chapter 30 verses 24-28. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the cracks. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. The spider skillfully grabs with its hands, and it is in king's palaces.
这四样小物的确是很小。
These four little things are indeed very small.
小到没有什么人会去留意它们。
And they're so small that no one really notices them.
可是智慧人却留意到它们。
But the wise people take notice of them.
智慧人不只是留意伟大的事物，他也留意到微小的事物。
The wise people will know how to take note of great things as well as little things.
那他观察这一些微小这些小物的时候，发觉到它们虽然小啊，但是它们的聪明可不小啊。
And so when they took note of these little things, they realized that although these things were small, but yet they were not small in their wisdom.
因为他们的聪明竟然保守了他们的生命。
Because their wisdom enabled them to preserve their lives.
有什么聪明比救了自己生命的聪明更重要呢？
And what is more important than the wisdom that allows you to be saved?
如果你有聪明，很会赚了好多的钱，但是你却没有聪明保守了你的生命，那又有什么意义？
And if you have the intelligence to be able to earn lots of money, but you do not have the wisdom to be able to preserve your life, of what use is it?
主耶稣说的那个财主不是很会赚钱吗？
Didn't Jesus talk about the rich man who knew how to earn lots of money?
他的仓房盖了一间又一间。
And he built barns after barns.
但是主耶稣却是说他是无知的。
But the Lord Jesus said that he was a foolish man.
因为他没有那种聪明来保守他的生命。
Because he did not have the wisdom to preserve his life.
因此智慧人把这些小物的聪明告诉我们。
Hence the wise has written these four things down for us to learn.
教导我们学习他们的聪明来保守我们自己的生命。
To tell us to learn from their wisdom in order to preserve our life.
这是重要的。
This is important.
我们是不是已经有这种的聪明呢？
Do we have such wisdom?
第一只小物就是蚂蚁。
The first thing is the ant.
它的聪明是什么？
What is its wisdom?
作者说它在夏天预备粮食。
The author says that it prepares their food in the summer.
不只是预备夏天的粮食。
Not only do they prepare food for the summer.
如果只是预备夏天的粮食，蚂蚁不需要这么样的劳碌。
If they were merely to prepare food for the summer, then they need not be so busy all the time.
他们见得劳碌，因为他们还要为冬天的粮食来预备。
The business was for the fact that they have to make preparations for winter.
因此他们需要加倍的努力。
So that they have to work doubly hard.
因为他们要为将来预备。
Because they want to prepare for the future.
虽然说冬天距离夏天还很远啊。
So although winter is still far away from summer.
但是冬天一定会来到的。
But winter will surely come.
有些人说我到时才预备好了，何必要那么早预备呢？
Some people say, I only make preparations at that time. Why should I do so early?
我有聪明，我会懂得分辨时候，我也懂得掌握我的时间的。
I'm wise, I will know how to discern the time, and I will know how to make use of the time.
可是很多时候，到时却是来不及的。
But often, when the time comes, it's already too late.
而在那个时候，你要怎么办呢？
And what are you to do at the time?
你一定很后悔，为什么我不要早点预备？
You surely regret at the time and wonder why you didn't make preparations early.
后悔已经一事无补啊！
But your regret is already too late, and you have no chance to cover it anymore.
有一些后悔只是一些财务上的损失。
Some regrets only lies in the fact that we may lose some material things.
我们的生命还是一样可以活得很开心的。
And we're still able to live our lives joyfully.
但是有一些后悔却是弥补不了的。
But there's some regrets that can never be resolved.
因为那是生命的损失啊。
Because that concerns the loss of a life.
请看马太福音的二十五章。
We turn to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
我们读第八节跟到第十节。
We read from verses 8 to 10. Matthew 25 verses 8 to 10.And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut.
谁能够跟新郎一起进入享受那一种的快乐呢？
Who is able to go in with the groom to enjoy the kind of happiness?
那些预备好了的就同他进去坐席。
It is those who have prepared for themselves who are able to enter together with the groom to enjoy the feast.
主耶稣说
The Lord Jesus said,
天国的来临就像这十个童女迎接新郎一样。
That the coming of the kingdom of God is like this wise virgins who make preparations to welcome the groom.
信徒就像这个十个童女一样，有聪明的，也有愚拙的。
And the believers are like these ten virgins. They are wise believers and they are foolish believers.
怎么样分辨聪明的信徒跟愚笨的信徒呢？
And how do we make a distinction between those who are wise and those who are foolish?
当然，你有你的标准。
Of course, you have your standard.
但是主耶稣的标准是什么呢？
But what is the standard of the Lord Jesus?
所谓聪明的童女，就是因为他们懂得预备的。
For those who are considered wise virgins, they are those who know how to make preparations for themselves.
懂得预备迎接新娘、新郎。
They knew how to make preparations to welcome the groom.
那愚笨的呢？他们也有预备，可是预备不够。
And the foolish ones, they too have made preparations, but they did not make sufficient preparations.
你发觉到他们的灯也是有油的。
You realize that their lamps have oil too.
他们也是要迎接新郎的。
And they too wanted to welcome the bridegroom.
但是他们预备的不够。
But they did not make enough preparations.
也许他们很聪明。
Perhaps they were very wise.
我预备的已经足够了。
I've already made sufficient preparations.
但是他没有想到第五节里面记载这个新郎迟来。
But didn't realize that the groom, as recorded in verse 5, was delayed.
那他们的油就用光了。
So their oil was finished.
而就在这个时候，人家说新郎来了。
And it was at this time that people said that the groom is coming.
他才赶快去预备油。
Then they quickly made preparations to get oil.
但是已经来不及了。
But it was already too late.
等他们预备回来的时候，门已经关上了。
Because when they made preparations and they came back, the door was shut.
而主人却不肯再开门了。
And the Lord refused to open the door.
哎，主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他回答说。
And assuredly he answered and said.
我实在地告诉你们。
Assuredly I say to you.
我不认识你们。
I do not know you.
所以你们要警醒。
So watch therefore.
因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
所以我们要好像这个蚂蚁的聪明。
So we must be as wise as the ants.
要为冬天的粮食来预备。
To make preparations for the food for the winter.
冬天一定会来临的。
Winter will surely come.
我们的冬天是什么呢？
What is our winter?
就是主耶稣再来的日子。
That is the day when the Lord Jesus comes again.
那就是灵魂受审判的日子。
It's the day when our souls will face the judgment of God.
当这个冬天来到的时候，
And when this winter comes,
你能不能够得救呢？
Are you able to be saved?
你能够进入天国的门里面吗？
Are you able to enter into the gates of the heavenly kingdom?
还是在那个时候你才在那边叩门，主啊，给我们开门？
Or will you be knocking at the door at the time calling out, Lord, let me enter?
但是主耶稣说，
But the Lord Jesus said,
我不认识你们。
I do not know you.
我已经给你们很多的时间和机会。
I've already given you much time and opportunities.
但是你们却不愿意警醒预备。
But you're not willing to watch and be alert.
我们有聪明。
We are wise.
如果没有聪明，我们为什么要这么劳苦去赚钱？
If we have no wisdom, why should we then toil and labor so hard to earn money?
我们的钱不够我们吃吗？
Is our money not sufficient for us to feed ourselves?
现在是够的。
Now it's sufficient.
但是将来呢？
But what about the future?
我们的孩子呢？
Our children?
我们也会为将来准备的。
We too know how to make preparations for the future.
尤其我们的老年。
Especially in our old age.
我们更要为自己预备好啊。
All the more we have to make preparations for ourselves.
哎，依靠子女有时候会失望的。
Sometimes when we depend on our children, we will be disappointed.
你必须要为你自己的年老来做好准备。
You must make preparations for your old age.
哎，我们都有这个聪明的。
We have such wisdom.
但是这样的聪明不够的。
But this wisdom is insufficient.
因为人活着不是这个肉体的生命而已。
Because man lives not for this physical life only.
更重要是灵魂的生命。
But more important for our souls.
我们都知道肉体不过是暂时几十年就过去了。
We know that this physical body is temporal and passes after decades of years.
那你的灵魂要怎么样面对真神呢？
But how is your soul to face the true God?
当主耶稣再来的日子。
On the day that Lord Jesus comes again.
或者我们去见主耶稣的日子。
Or on the day that we go and meet the Lord Jesus.
你是不是预备好了呢？
Have you made preparations?
那又怎么预备呢？
And how are we to prepare for ourselves?
智慧人说，你看蚂蚁是无力之类。
Look, the wise says, look at the ants, they are exceedingly strong.
但他不需要说蚂蚁是没有力量的。
Sorry, they're not, people not strong. It doesn't mean that he says that the ants have no strength.
蚂蚁是无力之类，但是他们却是最努力之类。
The ants are a people not strong, but they're the most hardworking.Thing.
你看他们在搬运粮食的时候
，Look at them when they are carrying food.
那些食物常常超过他们的体积几倍的。
Often the food that they carry is several times larger than them.
但是他们却这么样的殷勤，这么的劳碌来搬运这一些粮食。
But they're so hardworking in and pulling this food around.
他们不觉得这是太过沉重了，他们搬不动就放弃，不要再搬。
And they did not think that such food is too heavy for them, and they did not want to lift it up and carry it anymore.
他知道这是关系到他们的冬天的生命。
This they know that this concerns their livelihood during the winter.
因此，他们总要想尽办法，用尽他们的力气来搬运这个沉重的。
So they think all ways and means to lift up this heavy food in order to make preparations for their winter time.
因为据说那个英国的查理二世
So according to legend, there is this England King Charles II.
有一次他战败，他就逃难到一个地方。
So once when he was vanquished in a battle, he fled to a certain place.
他很灰心啊，他想放弃一切了。
And he was greatly disheartened and wanted to give up everything.
那有一天他躺在墙壁上的时候
，So one day while he was lying against the wall,
他就看到有几只蚂蚁抬着一条虫。
And so he saw several ants carrying a worm.
那个虫的体积当然比蚂蚁大几倍啦。
And of course, this insect or this worm was several times larger than the ant.
所以看到他们搬得很辛苦啊。
So he saw that the ant was having a great difficulty.
然后他们就来到这个墙角。
So they came to the wall.
那要怎么搬呢
？What are they to do?
那原来他们要沿着墙上去。回到他们的蚂蚁窝啊
！So actually, they were to climb up the wall to return back to the nest.
所以他在想，他们怎么样，怎样搬上去呢
？And so he was thinking as to how would the ant be able to bring this insect back to the nest.
那不是更难吗
？And isn't this very difficult?
但是他看到这几只蚂蚁真的用尽他们的力量来搬这一条虫回去啊
！But he saw that this ants spent all their efforts in bringing this insect back to their nest.
当然力量不够，所以他们搬到一半的时候常常力尽。又甩下来了。
And of course, because they have insufficient strength, often halfway up they will fall down again.
可是他们并没有放弃。
But they didn't give up.
他们又重新从头再来。
So they began once again.
又再把这条虫搬上去。
And they brought this insect up once again.
那当然又是甩下来。
And of course, it will fall again.
那么查理二世在那边笑：“小蚂蚁，你真的糊涂啊！你要到什么时候才知难而退呢
？”So Charles II was laughing to himself, saying, "Oh, you foolish ants! When will you give up?"
你还要碰几次钉子，你才会放弃
？How many times will you hit against the nail before you stop?
所以他真的认真在观看这个蚂蚁行动。
And so he was seriously looking at the ants and their movements.
这个蚂蚁一次又一次的在努力。
And the ants began time and time again.
查理二世也一直在那边数算。
And so Charles II was counting each time they tried.
当他数到第十三次的时候
，And on the 13th try,
这个蚂蚁真的成功的。把这只虫送到他们的蚂蚁窝去了。
This ant succeeded finally in bringing the insect back to the nest.
这个时候，查理二世才笑，愚笨的是自己。
Charles II realized that the foolish one was himself.
蚂蚁虽然是无力之类
，although the ants belong to those who are not strong，
但是他们却知道能够努力追求，能够尽全力去追求。
But they knew how to put in their efforts and all their might to accomplish the work.
那这样就能够让他们达到他们的目的。
So in order to do this, by doing this, they are able to achieve their goal.
所以他心里很受感动，他心里也明白过来。
So he was greatly moved in his heart, and he realized this.
不管前面的路是多么的艰难
，No matter how difficult the path lies ahead of us，
也不管我们经历了多少的失败
，And no matter how many disappointments or failures we have met，
但是只要你不灰心
，But as long as you're not disheartened，
只要你肯从头再来
，As long as you're willing to begin once again，
再一次的再尽一点的力量
，And to put in a little bit more effort this time again，
你一定能够迈向你的目标的
，You will surely be able to reach your goal。
主耶稣告诉我们
，The Lord Jesus tells us，
走天国的路也是这个样子的
，In a way to the heavenly kingdom is such。
请看路加福音。
Return to the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音第啊，我的眼睛蒙了，看不到。路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
23-24.
Verses 23-24. Luke 13 verses 23-24. When one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able."
他们问主耶稣
They asked the Lord Jesus,
得救的人少吗
Lord, are there few who are saved?
主耶稣说过得救的人是很少的
The Lord has said that those who are saved are few.
招来的人的确是很多
There are many who are called.
这个世界上被称为基督徒的的确是很多很多
There are indeed many, many people in the world who are called Christians.
但是将来能够得救进入天国的 确实很少很少。
But in the future, for those who will be able to save to enter the heavenly kingdom are very, very few.
聪明的人就这样的说。
So the wise say,
原来是这样啊。
Oh, this is such.
那这样在天国的人就很寂寞咯。
So the people in heaven will be very lonely.
那这样地狱里面的人就很热闹咯。
And then it'll be very crowded in hell.
那这样地狱并不是很可怕。
So hell is not such a frightening place after all.
反倒在天堂里面冷清清的，那才有一点可怕了。
But on the other hand, in heaven is so lonely and so cold, then it's more frightening then.
不知道哪一个智慧人这样说。
I don't know which wise person said this.
他说痛苦到了一个极点就不痛苦了。
So he said it will be painful at a certain point, then there will be no more pain.
因为你已经明白，你已经到了那一种的极限，你也已经习惯了。
Because you have reached that limit and you're already used to it.
而且他还说
，And he continued to say,
如果那个时候每一个人都是这样痛苦的时候，痛苦就已经不算是痛苦了，因为每个人都一样嘛。
And he said that if at that time everyone has also reached this point of in pain, and therefore, it's no longer considered pain because everyone is suffering such.
只有在比较的时候。有一些人痛苦，有一些人不痛苦，有一些人一点痛苦，那你才知道什么叫做痛苦，因为有的比较。
Because only when there's a comparison made and there are some who are a little bit suffering a bit more pain or less pain, then you know there's pain at all.
那在地狱里面，大家都是一样痛苦的，没有的好比较，大家都是一样的，那也不算什么苦了。
So if hell, everyone is suffering at the same degree, then there's no comparison, therefore there's no pain.
那相反，在天国里面，如果整天哈利路亚，整天哈利路亚，自己也不过如此了。
So on the other hand, if in heaven every day you just say hallelujah, then it's only like this.
那么快乐到极限也是不快乐啊。
So after being happy until a certain limit, there's no happiness anymore.
这些智慧人说出这么多智慧的话。
These wise people say so many words of wisdom.
真的是那么样的聪明吗？
Are they truly wise?
但是主耶稣说。
But Lord just said.
当那个时候他们会后悔的。
At that time they will regret.
他们发觉到原来他们错了。
They will realize that they are wrong.
在那个时候他们很多人想要进去天国。
At that time many will wish to enter the heavenly kingdom.
但是已经不能够。
But they are unable.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So Lord just tells us.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶稣对众人说。
Jesus said to them.
你们要努力进窄门。
So you must strive to enter through the narrow gate.
我告诉你们，
I say to you,
将来有许多人想要进去，
for many will seek to enter,
确实不能，
and will not be able.
的确，现在他们不太想进去，也觉得不需要进去。
Truly, now they do not think about going in, and they do not need to go in.
但是到那一天，他们就很后悔了。
But on that day, they will surely regret.
耶稣讲那个财主跟拉撒路的那个财主不是很清楚说明这个道理吗？
And isn't the parable that Jesus spoke about the rich man and Lazarus that tells us very clearly of this?
那么我们呢？
What about us?
我们是不是努力要进去天国？
Do we strive to enter the heavenly kingdom?
英文的翻译比较好。
The English translation is better.
他说你要拼命挣扎的进入天国。
So he said, you must strive, you must work very hard with great struggles to enter the kingdom of God.
这就是主耶稣所说的努力的意思。
And this is the meaning of what Jesus says here.
那我们今天走天国的路。
So today when we walk on a heavenly way,
是不是这样的拼命这样的挣扎呢？
Do we struggle, do we strive in this manner?
你明白什么叫做拼命的，你也明白什么叫做挣扎的。
And you know what is the meaning of striving and what is the meaning of struggle?
尤其现在经济不景气的时候。
Especially in this economic crisis.
我们的工作真的要拼命，我们真的要有许多的挣扎。
We have to strive, we have to struggle in our work.
要不然你分分钟你是第一个被炒鱿鱼的。
Or else, anytime you may be the first to be fired.
所以你真的必须要加倍的努力啊。
So you must work doubly hard.
你也不能够再认真，动不动，哎呀，我头痛了，拿 leave 啊。
So you cannot just on account of little problems say that you have some problems and you want to take leave.
以前你可以，但是现在老板说哦好啊，那你以后不用来上班，你在家里多点休息了。
So now in the past you may be able to do so, but now you will not because your boss will just tell you to stay at home.
所以你有病你也是要挣扎去上班呢。
So even if you're sick, you will still struggle to go to work.
你真的怕老板借着这个机会，既然你这么不认真，那就算了，那你就认真休息好了。
So you are afraid that your boss will make use of this opportunity to ask you to rest permanently at home.
为了你的生活
for the sake of your livelihood,
你真的必须要这样的拼命，必须要这样的挣扎。
You must strive, you must struggle in this manner.
这并不是说不对。
This doesn't mean that it's wrong.
但是不好在哪里呢？
But where is it that's not good?
你有这个聪明，为这个肉体的生活来这样的拼命。
You have this wisdom to struggle and strive for your livelihood in this world.
但是住在你身体里面的灵魂的生命，你又怎么样为它努力呢？
But how hard have you striven for the soul that lives within your physical body?
所以主耶稣劝勉我们。
So the Lord Jesus advises us.
不要只是为肉体的食物来劳力了。
Do not just toil labor for the food of your physical body.
这些食物会坏的。 是暂时的。
This food will sports is temporal.
有多一点当然好了，没有也无所谓了。
If you have more, it's better. But if you do not have, it doesn't matter.
你不看到缅甸的人也一样生活得很好吗
？Haven't seen for yourselves that those in Myanmar are living just as well?
你不会知道印度人唱很也唱了很多的歌吗
？And don't you realize that people in India to sing many songs?
非洲黑人的灵歌更加是闻名世界了。
And African songs are indeed worldwide. Unknown worldwide.
原来他们生活虽然贫苦，但是心灵可以一样的富足跟快乐的。
So although they lead poor lives or lives of poverty, but yet they are able to be joyful in their hearts.
那有些人是很富足，但是每天都脸黑黑、脸重沉沉的。
And some although may be very rich, but yet they pass through their days with a long and heavy heart.
都没有战争，都没有地震。
There's no wars. There's no earthquakes.
也没有那一种恐怖分子。
And there's no terrorists.
但是他整天却是提心吊胆的。
But every day they are living in fear.
锁了门还要去check多几下，还拉一拉、推一推。
After locking the doors, they still have to make several checks and to just shake the doors to make sure.
有一点的毛病就提心吊胆。
And when they have little sickness, they get frantic.
早上起来摸一摸，哎，好像摸到有一粒，又不懂什么东西来的。
And so when they wake up in the morning, they feel themselves and they find that it's a lump, and they wonder what is it all about.
那整天就不开心了。
And then they will not be happy the whole day.
好像要准备后事一样啊。啊？好像要准备后事了，我死了以后，我的邮票要给谁？我的茶壶要给谁？我的鱼要叫谁来养啊？这种事情啊。
So that they are making preparations for the last will.
等到医生说，哎，没有事情的了。
Until when the doctor says, oh, there's nothing wrong.
好，他又放心了，他又开心起来了。
He be at ease and be happy again.
我们就是生活在这样的当中。
So we live in such a manner.
我们只是关心我们肉体的需要。
We're only concerned for our physical needs.
我们只会为夏天预备粮食。
We only know how to prepare for the summer.
好像冬天不会来到一样。
It's as though the winter will not come.
但是冬天一定会来的。
But winter will surely come.
因此我们必须要有蚂蚁的智慧。
Hence we must have the wisdom of the ants.
要懂得为冬天来预备哦。
To know how to make preparations for the winter.
而且冬天很快就要来了。
And winter will come quickly.
那你预备好了吗
？Have you made preparations?
耶稣说
，Lord Jesus said,
那预备好了的，就同新郎一同进去了。
Those who have prepared will be able to enter together with the groom.
好，我讲第二只小物。那就是沙番。
I talk about second, little creature that is a rock badger.
沙番的聪明是什么
？What is the wisdom of the rock badger?
智慧人说，他在磐石中造反。
The wise says that they make their homes in the cracks.
沙番样子好像兔子，但是没有长耳朵。
Rock badgers are like rabbits without the long ears.
他嘴巴尖尖，脚手脚短短，尾巴短短，跑不快。
Their mouths are long and sharp, and but they have short limbs and a short tail, and they cannot run fast.
所以他们没有什么特别的武器可以保护生命，连逃命的本领都比不上人家。
And so they do not have any weapons to protect themselves, and they even have problems in fleeing for their lives.
但是幸好他们有一个聪明。
But it was good that they had a wisdom.
当野兽来攻击他们的时候
，when animals come to attack them,
他们就赶快躲在磐石里面。
They will hide among the rocks.
所以他们的生活是在磐石的附近。
So their lives around the rocks.
因为他们知道他们软弱。
Because they know that they're weak.
他们需要躲在磐石里面做他的避难所。
They need to make the rocks their refuge.
因此他们不能够离开很远。
So they cannot leave these rocks very far away.
也许很远的地方有很多好吃的东西。
But very far away there are many nice things to eat.
但是好吃的东西跟你的生命的安全比起来，哪样重要呢
？But what's more important, the nice things to eat or your life?
因此他们不会被引诱离开危险的地方。
They will not be tempted to leave to leave to a dangerous place.
他们需要磐石作为他们的依靠的。
They need the rocks to be their refuge.
我们人也是软弱的。
Man is weak too.
但是我们有没有这种的聪明
？But do we have such wisdom?
寻找坚固可靠的磐石。
To seek for ourselves a strong and a dependable rock.
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us,
耶稣基督就是我们的磐石。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our rock.
请看哥林多前书
First Corinthians,
第十章
chapter 10,
第四节
verse 4. First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
保罗这里谈到他们喝的水是处于耕作他们的灵磐石，这个磐石是什么磐石？
And here's Paul mentioned that they all drank the same spiritual drink, and they drank of the spiritual rock. And what is this rock referring to? He was talking about the time when the Israelites left Egypt. Didn't they have no water to drink?
那么神就吩咐摩西击打那个磐石。
So Moses, God told Moses to strike the rock.
那磐石就流出水来。
And out of the rock flowed water.
这实在是一个很奇妙的神迹。
This is indeed a wonderful miracle.
以色列人说,
and Israelites say,
这个磐石是一个很特别的磐石。
That this rock is a very special rock.
这个磐石能够流出水来的。
Out of this rock can flow water.
他们竟然不知道,
but they do not know.
石头虽然很多, 但是这个石头是特别的,
that although there are many rocks, but yet this rock is so special.
而且按照他们的传说,
and according to their tradition,
从那一天开始,
from that day onwards,
他们继续走旷野的路,
they continued their way in the wilderness.
这个磐石就跟着他们了,
this rock followed after them,
流出水来给他们喝,
to flow waters for them to drink.
这是犹太人的传说,
and these are the sayings or the myths of the Jews.
那保罗所说的不是这一个,
but what Paul said was not this.
因为磐石是不会随着你走的,
because the rock will not follow after you.
那这里所说随着他们的灵磐石是什么磐石呢?
So what is the spiritual rock that followed them?
你都已经读到是灵磐石，不是磐石。
You have read for yourselves that this is not just a rock, but a spiritual rock.
犹太人的传说是错误的。
This Jewish traditions are wrong.
磐石是不会跟着你走的,
the rock will not follow you.
但是灵磐石却是真的跟着他们走的,
but the spiritual rock will truly follow after them.
这个灵磐石就是神,
and this spiritual rock is God.
是神叫这个磐石流出水来的,
and it's God who asked the rock to flow out water.
虽然他们没有这个磐石, 但是他们有那个叫磐石流出水的神同在啊。
So although they do not have the rock, but they have this God who has caused the water to flow out from this rock.
但是许多人却不认识这位叫磐石流出水来的神,
but many people do not know about this God who has caused the water to flow out of this rock.
他们只是看到那个流出水的磐石这个神迹,
they only see this miracle about the rock that allowed water to flow out of it.
所以摩西这样的提醒我们大家,
and Moses reminded all of us.
请看生命记的32章,
Deuteronomy chapter 32,
第3节跟第4节,
verses 3 and 4. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 3 and 4. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
摩西解释神就是我们的磐石,
and Moses explained that God is our rock.
这个灵磐石这位真神一直跟随着我们,
and this spiritual rock, this true God, follows after us.
他保护我们,
he protects us.
他供应生命的水给我们,
he provides water for our lives.
这个神才是重要的,
and this God is important.
我们要认识这一位神,
we must know this true God.
不要认识那个曾经流出水的那个磐石, 那个磐石没有用的,
do not know about the rock that once allowed water to flow out of it.
不要把这个磐石当作偶像来敬拜,
and do not treat this rock as an idol to worship.
我们要真正敬拜的是那位灵磐石是我们的神,
and we should truly worship this spiritual rock which is God.
但是糊涂的以色列人竟然不明白这个道理,
but the foolish Jews did not understand his teaching.
你看第15节,
look at verse 15.
摩西说,
Moses said,
但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮光嫩跳奔跑便离去照他的神轻看就他的磐石,
but Jeshurun grew fat and kick. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are covered with fat. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation.
他们敬拜别神, 触动神的愤恨,
they provoke him to jealousy with foreign gods, and with abominations they provoke him to anger.
耶稣伦就是指着神的选民,
Jeshurun refers to the chosen people of God.
当他们得到神的祝福,
when they were blessed by God,
他们在牛奶与蜜之地生活,
and were living in a land flowing with milk and honey,
怎么不肥胖呢?
How will they not grow fat?
怎么不健壮呢?
How will not they grow strong?
行路怎么不踢跳奔跑呢?
And why will not they kick and run?
你想他们在埃及的时候, 他们有这种的样子吗?
Think about the time when they were in Egypt, were they like this?
但是神祝福他们的时候,
but when God blessed them,
他们竟然忘记了神,
they've forgotten about God.
他们竟然依靠他们的钱财,
they relied on their wealth.
夸口他们的财富,
they boast of the riches.
他们忘记了真神,
they've forgotten the true God.
反倒去敬拜自己所造出来的偶像,
but on the other hand, they went to worship idols they have created for themselves.
这实在是一件很可惜的事情,
and this is indeed a pitiful thing.
摩西的劝告是不是多余的?
Is Moses' warnings or advice superfluous?
事实是真的,
the fact is true.
我们今天也是一样。
Today we are the same.
当我们一无所有的时候
，When we have nothing, we lack nothing.
我们真的全心全意依靠真神。
When we have nothing, we truly rely on God wholeheartedly.
我们根本都没有钱去看医生呢。
We have no money to even look to seek the doctors.
那你有什么办法
？So what are you to do?
你只好专心的祷告了。
You just have to concentrate in prayer.
真的把生命交托给神。
And trust your life to God.
那个时候反倒体验很多神的恩典。
So, on the other hand, at the time, you actually experience many grace of God.
我们有更多的时间来亲近神。
And we have more time to draw nearer to God.
可是当我们富足起来以后
，But when we grow rich,
我们就比较没有那么全心来靠神了。
We do not trust God wholeheartedly anymore.
有许多的问题
，There are many problems.
有许多的病痛
，Many sicknesses.
那我们就找医生，我们就用钱来去解决。
We look for the doctors and we use money to solve the problems.
也许我们还会祷告
，Perhaps we still know how to pray.
但是这个祷告好像只是一个仪式了。
But these prayers are just merely like a ritual.
我们的身体跪下去了，但是我们的心却没有跪下。
Our bodies may be knelt down, but our hearts are not kneeling down.
人的确是这样的。
Man is like this.
那我们现在呢
？What about us now?
我们心中还有真正的依靠这个磐石吗
？Do we still trust this rock fully?
沙帆是软弱的。
This rock badges are weak.
但是他懂得在磐石中造房。
They knew how to build for themselves homes among the rocks.
那就是他生活的中心。
So that is the center of their life.
那就是他生活的依靠。
And that is the source of their life.
你今天生活的中心在哪里？
Where is the center of your life today?
会是教会吗？
Is it the church?
会是真神吗？
Or is it true God?
还是其他的地方呢？
Or other places?
我们看一个平民跟一个君王所讲的话。
Let's look at the words of a common man and a king.
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Look at 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2.
第一跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. First Samuel chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God.
Hannah 只不过是一个普通的姐妹。
Hannah was just a common sister, ordinary believer.
但是她却知道神就是我们的灵磐石，是我们的依靠。
But she knew that God is a spiritual rock and is a refuge.
没有磐石像我们的神。
There is no rock like our God.
除他以外，没有可比的。
For there is none besides you.
因此，他的心是以耶和华为乐。
So her heart rejoices in the Lord.
他的脚也因耶和华高举。
And her horn is exalted in the Lord.
他也因耶和华的救恩欢喜。
And she rejoices in the salvation of our Lord.
神真的是他生命中的中心。
God is truly the center of her life.
是他的喜乐，是他的盼望，是他的依靠。
It's her joy, her hope, and her refuge.
我们再看那个君王所说的话。
And let's now look at the words of a king.
撒母耳记下二十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 22。
我们读第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4. Second Kings chapter 22 verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, and he said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my strength. In him I will trust."My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. My Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies.
你发觉到他跟哈拿的认识是一样的。
And you realize that he has the same recognition as Hannah.
耶和华是我的原始。
The Lord is my rock.
我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。
He is my fortress and my deliverer.The God of my strength, in Him I trust.
当大卫牧羊的时候
，When David was a shepherd,
他当然需要神作为他的依靠了。
He needed God to be his source of strength.
我们觉得那一些一无所有的人，当然他只好靠耶稣了。
And we realize that those who have nothing, they will have no choice but to rely on Lord Jesus.
所以宗教只是那一些平民的、那一些没有知识、没有能力人一种的安慰和盼望。
And so religion is a source of comfort and hope for those who are poor who have nothing.
我们就这样的轻易下这样的判断吗
？Do we make such a sweeping judgment?
真的全世界相信神的人就只有这些平民才需要吗
？Are those people who believe in God in the world are those who are poor?
当大卫做完了以后
，After David became a king,
你发觉到他还是一样的依靠神。
You realize that he still relied on God similarly.
不是他的军队，不是他的财富，不是他的一切。
He didn't rely on his army, his wealth, or everything else.
这是多么的难得啊！
And this is indeed very difficult to find.
所以他作诗这样的说。
And so he wrote this and said.
在诗篇二十七篇。
In Psalm verse 27, chapter 27.
诗篇二十七篇。
In Psalm 27.
第四节。
Verse 4. Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
也许你也有这样的心。
Perhaps you may have his heart.
我要一生一世住在神的殿中。
I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
以神作为我的依靠，我的中心。
So that God will be my refuge, God will be the center of my life.
哎，但是现在呢？
What about now?
大卫说，
David said,
有一件事我诚求耶和华。
One thing I have desired of the Lord.
以前他的确是这样的。
In the past, he was indeed like this.
可是更难得的是什么？
What was more hard to find was this.
现在怎么样呢？
What about now?
我仍要寻求。
That I will seek.
这就是跟我们不同的地方。
And that's where the difference lies.
我相信每一个人都曾经这样的热心爱主的。
I believe all of us once were fervent and loved God in this manner.
立志一生一世要热心聚会敬拜真神。
To resolve that all the days of our life we'll be fervent in attending services and to worship God.
可是当时间过去了。
But when time passes.
当我们遇到很多很多的事情了。
When we meet with many, many things.
我们从年轻的信徒变成老信徒了。
From a young believer, we become an old believer.
我们从单纯无知的变成样样都知了，连不该知的都知道了。
From a naive and simple believer, we become one who knows lots of things, even the things that we should not know.
在这个时候，
at this time,
你仍然要一生一世住在神的殿中吗？
Will you still want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life?
还是在这个时候，你的心也已经冷淡了？
Or at this time, your hearts have grown cold?
事实上，许多基督徒的心已经冷淡下来了。
The fact is, many Christians' hearts have grown cold.
所以神责备以弗所教会。
And hence, the Lord rebuked the church at Ephesus.
你不是没有爱心。
It's not that you have no love.
但你已经离弃了起初的爱心。
But you have left your first love.
已经离弃了起初对神那一种的信仰。
You have left the first faith that you had in God initially.
但是他们竟然没有发觉到。
But they did not realize this.
所以我们应当祈求主帮助我们，
so we should pray to God to help us,
让我们有这个真正的智慧，
so that we have this true wisdom,
能够醒悟过来，
to be awakened once again.
其实这个世上什么才是我们真正的依靠？
Actually, what is our true source of reliance in this world today?
因此我们要效法大卫，
Hence, we must emulate David.
不管是以前、现在或者是将来，
so whether it was in the past, in the present, or in the future,
我们都要一生一世住在神的殿中。
We want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
神才是我们真正的依靠。
And God is surely, truly, the source of our trust.
我们要住在这个灵磐石里面。
We want to live in this rock.
好，我讲第三个小物，那就是蝗虫。
I talk about the third, little creature that is the locust.
它的聪明是什么呢？
What is its wisdom?
智慧人说，蝗虫没有君王，但是它却分队而出。
The wise say that the locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks.
分队而出，并不是分散而走。
When they all advance in ranks, doesn't mean they all move haphazardly.
他们是有秩序的，是有规律的。
They move in an orderly manner.
他们不是各行其事，各走各路。
They didn't go on their own ways and their own thinking.
因此，他们的力量是庞大的。
Hence, their strength is great.
如果他们是各自飞走的话，
if everyone were to fly in the direction that they choose,
他们分分钟就会丧失生命的。
Then, at any time, they will lose their lives.
蝗虫是可以吃的。
Locust can be eaten.
但是如果他成群结队来的时候，
But when they come, as a whole army,
谁吃得了他呢？
Who can eat it?
埃及的十大灾难里面，其中有一个就是蝗虫的灾难。
Among the ten plagues of Egypt, one of them was the plague of the locusts.
埃及人从来没有体验到这一种的力量的。
And the Egyptians have never ever experienced such a strength.
当蝗虫成群结队来的时候，
When the locusts came in ranks and in great force,
遍满地面，
they covered the whole land.
看不着地，只是看到一片的黑暗啊。
And you cannot see anything but darkness.
真的是让他们心惊胆跳。
And it truly caused that great fear to be in their hearts.
那当这些蝗虫飞走了以后，
And when the locusts left,
地上没有一点青的留下来。
There's nothing green that's left on the ground.
埃及人真的害怕了。
The Egyptians were truly afraid.
他们也在这里认识。
At this time, they realized
团结的力量真的是那么样的大的。
That how great is their strength and unity.
蝗虫没有君王统领他们管辖他们。
The locusts have no king to lead them and to guide them.
但是他们每一个人都知道。
But everyone of them knows.
我们必须要遵守秩序。
We must go by the order.
我们必须要遵守规矩。
We must go by the law.
我们必须要团结一致。
We must be united as one.
这样我们才有力量。
Then only will we have strength.
这样我们才能够保全大家的生命。
Then can we preserve all our lives?
如果我们不遵守秩序。
If we do not obey the law and order.
我们甚至破坏规矩。
And we even break the laws.
那制造许多的混乱纷争。
And we cause much conflicts and confusion.
那我们必定会死亡的。
Then we'll surely die.
主耶稣告诉我们
，Lord Jesus tells us，
一个城一个家如果自相纷争
，If there's a divisions within a house or within a city，
这个城这个家一定是败亡的
，Then the city or this home will surely be destroyed。
主耶稣讲的不是什么城，不是什么家
，And Lord Jesus did not talk about any city or any home。
他是借着这个来告诉我们
，But through this he is telling us。
教会就是神的城，就是神的家。
That the church is the city and this house of God.
我们如果不懂得这样的同心团结
，If we don't know how to be united to be of one mind.
我们如果不遵守秩序，遵守规矩
，If we don't obey the laws and orders.
个人任意而行
，And everyone does according as he pleases.
各以为是
，And according to what he thinks is right.
这样必定是会分散
，Then there surely be dispersion.
各走各路了
，Everyone will go their own way.
就像哥林多教会一样
，Just like the church at Corinth.
哥林多教会的恩赐比其他的教会多
，The gifts in the church at Corinth were more than the others.
但是哥林多教会的问题也比众教会多
，But the problems in Corinth was much more than any other churches.
是什么问题呢
？And what were the problems?
那就是因为他们的骄傲自大
，And it was because they were proud.
自以为是
，And they think that they knew what was right.
然后各行其事
，And everyone did their own way.
所以保罗写信告诉他们
，So Paul wrote to them and told them，
神的灵是叫人安静，不是叫人混乱的。
God's spirit is spirit of peace and quiet, and it doesn't cause confusion。
先知的灵是顺服先知的。
The spirit of the prophets are those who submit to the prophets。
同样的灵怎么会产生对立？相斗争呢
？And the same spirit, how would it cause everyone to be in conflict with one another?
圣灵怎么会跟圣灵打架呢
？How can the Holy Spirit fight against itself?
只有圣灵跟邪灵斗争呢
？Only the Holy Spirit will fight against the evil spirit.
哎，他又告诉他们
，And then he tells them，
凡事要规规矩矩的，按照次序行。
All things must be done orderly.
哎，我们在教会里面
，In the church，
我们要明白这个道理。
We must understand this teaching.
主耶稣为了这件事情特别的这样的祷告。
And for the sake of this problem, the Lord Jesus prayed specially.
请看约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17,
十一节。
Verse 11. John 17 verse 11. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
跟二十四节
and 24, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
好，主耶稣告诉我们
，The Lord Jesus tells us，
他为了我们的合一，他这样不断的祷告。
For the sake of our unity as one, he prayed continually in this manner.
也许在外面看起来，我们是合一的。
Perhaps.From the external, we seem to be united as one.
我们的确是合一的。
And we're truly united.
但是在里面看起来
，But from within,
是还没有完全合一的。
It's yet perfect.
所以在二十四节，他在祷告。
And so in verse 24, he continued to pray.
他所解释所要的合一是完完全全的合而为一。
And the kind of unity in oneness is this kind of perfect unity that he's asking for.
这的确是很困难的。
And this is indeed very difficult.
有时候我想夫妻两个人这样的亲密，但是也不一定能够完完全全的合一，还有很多的地方是会cock up，会怎样啊？会不太合一。
So although a husband and wife may be very close to one another, yet in many many areas there's still a lack of unity.
对不对
？Isn't it right？
那在这个时候，我们心里就很难过。
So at this time, you're very sad in our hearts.
那我们这样的相爱，但是为什么有一些事情我们却不能够合一的呢
？So we love one another so much, but why is it that in some things we're still unable to be of one mind？
那当这一些不合一的东西产生的时候，就是不愉快的时候。
And so when this problems regarding this this unity arises, then there'll be unhappiness.
那谁要先打破这个僵局呢
？So who will first make a breakthrough of this？
谁要先低头呢
？Who will first bow the head？
谁要先开口说话呢
？Who will first speak？
谁要先伸出手来摸他呢
？And who will first stretch out a hand to touch the other party？
哎， 他们心中是有爱的。
They have love in their hearts.
但是能不能够放下你的面子？
But are you able to put down your face?
愿意不愿意伸出你的手来？
Are you willing to stretch out your hand?
这就不容易啊。
And this is indeed difficult.
但这却是我们应该要尽的能力。
But this is what we have to strive to do.
我们虽然在祷告，
although we may be praying,
圣灵也需要感动我们要合一。
The Holy Spirit must move us to be united as one.
但是如果你不愿意低头，
but if you're not willing to bow your head,
你不愿意伸出你的手，
you're not willing to stretch out your hands,
空有一副感动的心灵，想要合一，想要和解，又有什么用呢？
And what's the use of it all if you just merely have the desire in your heart only to want to be united?
所以保罗这样的说。
So Paul said this.
请看以弗所书。
Ephesians,
第十章。
Chapter four.
第一到第三节。
Verses 1-3.Ephesians 4 verses 1 to 3. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to lead a life worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, and daring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
圣灵赐给我们合而为一的心。
The Holy Spirit has given us this, this unity.
但是我们愿意用和平彼此联络来竭力保守这个心吗？
But are we willing to use this in a bond of peace to keep this unity?
那你要用和平彼此联络，你就必须要先凡事谦虚、温柔，还有忍耐。
So if you want to make use of this bond of peace to bring about this unity, then you must with all lowliness and gentleness, long suffering, bear with one another in love.
如果你还是很骄傲，还是顾忌你的面子，
if you are still very proud and you care for your own face,
你怎么样低头呢？
How are you able to bow your heads?
如果你还是那样愤愤不平，心情不好，脾气暴躁，怎么说得下去呢？
And if you still feel that you're wrong greatly and you still have a temper and you still feel very unhappy, how can there be any peace and unity?
你必须温柔下来。
You must calm down.
你必须要谦卑下来。
You must be gentle.
还要加上忍耐。
And to add to that, long suffering.
这样你就能够用爱心宽恕，你就能够用和平彼此联络。
Then you will forgive each other in love and to be with each other in peace.
而这个就是我们的工作，而不是圣灵的工作了。
And this is our work and not the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵只是感动我们的心。
The Holy Spirit just moves our hearts.
让我们知道我们的错。
So that we know that we are wrong.
但是你要不要去认错？
But,The problem is whether are you willing to acknowledge your wrongs?
你要不要去和解？
And whether you want to be united?
还是你要继续斗争，继续的吵吵闹闹？
Or do you want to continue your conflict and to argue to the end?
那就真的让圣灵担忧了。
Then you would have grieved the Holy Spirit.
圣灵爱莫能助啊！圣灵爱莫能助，圣灵要帮助你和睦，但是你不愿意和睦，他怎么勉强你呢？
So the Holy Spirit wants to help you to be united, but you are unwilling. So how can the Holy Spirit help you do so?
圣灵可以让你头头低下来，永远抬不起来的，你知道吗？
You know that the Holy Spirit can cause your head to always bow down and not to be able to lift up anymore.
圣灵绝对有这个力量的。
The Holy Spirit definitely has the strength.
纵使你不愿意开口，
and even if you are unwilling to open your mouth,
但是圣灵可以感动你的嘴巴张开了，会讲出你不想讲的话来的。
But the Holy Spirit can move you to speak the words that you are unwilling to speak.
如果连驴子都会开口说话，
because even if the donkeys can open their mouths and speak,
神怎么不会感动你，让你说出我爱你，我对不起你呢？
How would God not be able to open your mouths to move you to say I am sorry and I love you?
但是你喜欢听这种的话吗？
But do you like to hear such words?
那不是他愿意讲的。
And so things are words which you are willing to speak.
那是圣灵强逼他讲的。
It's words which the Holy Spirit forced him to speak.
当你发觉到的时候，
when you realize this,
你会受感动吗？
Will you be moved?
你不会受感动的。
You will not be moved.
你感激圣灵的帮忙。
You are.
你感激圣灵的帮忙。
You are thankful the Holy Spirit for His help.
因为你圣灵感动这个不肯讲我爱你的人说出我爱你，你当然高兴了。
Of course, you are happy because the Holy Spirit has moved the person who is unwilling to say I love you to say I love you, and then you'll be happy.
但这个是勉强的。
But these things are being forced.
可是如果有一天，
But if one day,
他明白道理，
he understands the truth,
他真的受感动了，
and he is truly moved,
他真的跟你说对不起，
and truly says I'm sorry,
他真的说我会好好爱你，
he truly says I will know how to love you properly from
now on. 我看这个时候你会感动到流泪的。
I believe at this time you'll be moved to tears.
因为那是出于真诚的。
Because that comes from his heart.
神需要的就是我们这一种的诚心诚意。
And what God requires from us is this truth and sincerity.
这样我们的教会就能够和睦团结。
So that our church be united, to be in harmony.
就能够完完全全的合一。
Then we can be united in perfection.
而更重要的是我们的家。
And what's more important is our home.
你不要误会以为我在讲教会什么问题哦。
Do not mistaken that I'm talking about problems in the church.
我所讲的就是家的问题。
I'm talking about problems at home.
每一个家不和睦，吵吵闹闹。
In every home, when there is this unity, there will be much quarrels.
那就成为教会一个问题。
Then this becomes a problem.
因为教会就是由不同的家组合起来的。
Because the church is made up of many different homes.
而这个家里面
，and in this home，
如果有一个人心里先不开心
，if in a house there's someone who's not happy，
发脾气
，and gets angry，
这个人又会影响整个家庭的不开心了。
This person will affect the mood of everyone in the family.
所以要怎么样改变呢
？So how are we to change？
从我们自己开始。
It begins from ourselves.
先改变自己。
Let's change ourselves.
先控制自己
control ourselves.
要悔改的是我们自己、啊
those who need to repent is ourselves.
有一个我称他为智慧人的
there's a person whom I deem as wise.
他这样的说
he said this.
其实今天不管是教会的问题或者是家庭的问题
actually today whether it is a problem of the church or the problem of the homes
其实都是我们个人的问题
actually it's our own individual problem.
不是道理不明白
It's not that we do not understand the truth.
道理实在是太明白了
We understand the truth too much.
只是问题在于我们不肯遵循我们所听到的道理
But the problem lies in that we are unwilling to abide by the teachings of the truth.
所以我们讲了很多的道理
So we have spoken much about the word of God.
你们也听了很多的道理
And you have too heard much about the teachings of God.
甚至你们都对每一篇道理打分数
And you have even given marks for different sermons spoken.
哎但是遵循道理呢
But what about keeping the word of God?
你跟我又遵循了多少
How much have you and I've done?
道理听了这么多讲了这么多但是道理却行得那么样的少
We have heard so much We have spoken so much But we have practiced so little
所以不是道理不明白的问题
So it's not a question about not understanding the truth
是我们愿意遵循神的道理吗
It is whether we are willing to abide by the teachings of God
所以有时候我讲道理都讲得很灰心
So sometimes when I'm speaking I do so with great disappointment
听到这里我所讲的三个小物
When I come to this point When I talk about these three little creatures
这些道理你有听过吗
Have we not heard about these teachings before?
好像是拿那个冷饭来炒啊炒啊炒啊又来吃
It seems as though I'm bringing out this cold rice to fry them once again
大家都听过的
Everyone has heard them before
但是你遵循了吗
But have you kept them?
所以祈求主耶稣帮助我们。
So may Lord Jesus help us.
我就讲三只聪明的小物。
So I talk about these three little creatures.
最后一只就不要讲了。
I'll talk about the fourth little creature.
那我们现在就可以结束了。
So we can end here now.